This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Dave Schrader, a sports reporter and anchor for WBAY-TV, Channel 2 in Green Bay. Now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you, Bill?
We are doing well and enjoying the day thus far and getting ready for the huddle coming up tonight. Wanted to ask you about, first and foremost, the offense. And I know that's been the talk this week. As much as we've appreciated the defense and the fact that the Packers played well against the Bears, you've got a really tough defense coming in the Minnesota Vikings. You got an offense that didn't even look good or even polished that played the Bears last Thursday night. What is the level of concern right now, offensively speaking?
I think the level of concern is fairly high, but of course it's counterbalanced by how well the defense played. I was watching the game back again and trying to dissect what we saw Thursday night, and there were a lot of reasons for optimism that the offense can do better moving forward, but there's no denying that last week was not good enough in most weeks. The Packers scored the third fewest points of any team in the NFL in week one, yet they won. I mean, you're not going to get away with that week in, week out.
So, while I think the defense has improved, I don't know what their ceiling is. Some people think the sky's the limit and they're a Super Bowl caliber defense. I don't necessarily want to go there yet. I'm just thinking if you can get to the top 12 and support what is supposed to be a pretty good offense, you're going to be a good football team overall. But I really like what they've got in Darnell Savage Jr. He needs seasoning. I really like that Kevin King right now, knock on wood, is healthy. And you pair him up with Jaire Alexander. Do they become an incredible, really good defensive tandem, not just here in Green Bay, but I'm talking about maybe throughout the National Football League? They've got speed, they've got size, and both guys have an innate ability to guard one-on-one on the outside.
I mean, those two and Darnell Savage are really key cogs in the defense that I've said all offseason needs to finish top eight in the NFL. That's top quarter of NFL teams and defenses to really justify the expenses in free agency and the draft capital that's been spent on defense year after year after year. So I'm saying they got to be top eight. Keep in mind, Tom Brady's won six Super Bowls, but every time he's won one, his scoring defense has finished in the top 10. Aaron Rodgers last had a top 10 scoring defense in 2010 when he won the Super Bowl. So it's not a game that you can win just with offense, and I think the Packers' defense needs to finish top eight, and I think it can based on what we saw last week, although Mitchell Trubisky is far from the best cornerback in the NFL.
No, that I completely agree with. When I look at scoring, a lot of people look at total yards, and they get caught up in that. And I've always said whatever your points per game average is actually giving up as a defense, that's usually where the tail lies. And I agree with you. If this team can hold the scoring for, 17, 18 points per game, something like that, you're going to win a lot of football games doing that. Do they have the depth to be able to do that throughout an entire season?
That's the question. They've had rashes of injuries at the defensive back positions in the past and on the D-line last year. If they can stay healthy, they can get this thing done. But the depth is the question mark. Behind the Smiths, you've got a rookie in Rashawn Gary we didn't see much from. Kyler Fackrell coming off a double-digit sack season, but can he back that type of thing up? Not so sure. And if Kevin King does go down again, can Tony Brown survive out on one edge by himself for the majority of the game? You saw when the Bears picked up chunk yardage to Allen Robinson, it was almost always against Tony Brown. Aaron Rodgers loves Tony Brown, says he's got a future in this league, but if Kevin King goes down injured, can Tony Brown produce right away at a level that can keep this defense top eight? We'll see.
By the way, we're talking with Dave Schrader, a sports reporter and anchor for WBAY-TV in Green Bay. Do you like Goodson at the middle linebacking position, trying to give them some depth? Because they don't use middle linebackers in the traditional sense. They can move safeties around, and hell, they can even bring in corners at times to play the middle linebacking position. That's an area of depth that I would legitimately have a concern with if, say, Blake Martinez goes down.
No doubt. If Blake Martinez goes down, they are they are hurting in a big way. We haven't seen anything from Goodson. It's not like training camp. They don't allow us reporters to stick around and watch practice. Once stretching and individual drills are done, we're out of there. So we haven't really seen Goodson. We'll have to see if we see him on the field this week. But then again, everyone thought we'd see some Ty Summers last week, and we did not. We saw Raven Green, the safety playing linebacker, helping out in those packages. So as long as Blake is on the field, things are good. And if he's not, anyone's guess.
Offensively, I want to go back to Aaron Rodgers, their third down performance. That video went viral of him being blitzed on third down, guys being open, him hanging onto the football. And I had said yesterday, look, a couple of those instances are a little bit unfair and they're skewed because, yes, they're third down. Yes, he hangs onto the ball, but he only had a second and a half to get rid of it before the pocket collapsed on him. So I think it's a little unfair to point the finger directly at Aaron Rodgers. But I think it's a fair question to ask that is Aaron Rodgers, you could never blitz him on third down and you could never go single high safety. Are those days over when it comes to defensive coordinators and the way they treat Aaron Rodgers?
Well, when you look at Aaron in the performance last week, the reason I think there's reason for optimism is after that horrid first quarter, they have a touchdown drive. The next drive, he has the deep ball to Devontae that's almost complete but isn't, and then they end up punting. Well, I think what you're talking about with some of these blitzes and whatnot is there was an RPO on second or third down that really hurt them. Aaron had Bobby Tonyan blocking a defensive end, and you've got to get the ball out in 1.5 seconds when that's happening. And Aaron did not. He was looking for something more deep down the field like we're accustomed to seeing him do, and he ended up taking a sack, and that spoiled another drive. There was a holding call that took the Packers out of field goal range early in the third quarter. There was a lot of close calls, and I have to think that the more Aaron gets in tune with Matt LaFleur's offense, he will realize that he can't hang back there and wait the way he used to for things to develop. The blocking and protection schemes will only hold up so long as the timing and rhythm of the play is calling for. So he's going to have to get the ball out earlier if he wants to avoid some of these sacks, because you can't ask a tight end to block a defensive end for 4 seconds. It's just not going to work.
I'm still a believer in the run game. I know the run game wasn't great up front, and really you looked at the way the offensive line kind of broke down. They were slow to some of their gaps. Maybe it was still, schematically speaking, a change from the Mike McCarthy to the Matt LaFleur offense. I don't know, but it seemed like the run game was just slow.
A lot of it too.
No, I agree with that. I understand that. It just seemed like everything was slow. Either that or maybe the Packers' offensive line was just a step behind what the Bears were able to do.
I think the Bears' defense is really, really, really good. I don't think you can judge the Packers' run game off of what we saw in week one. And honestly, I don't think you're going to be able to judge them a lot after week two either. You're facing two of the best defenses, two of the best run defenses in the NFL right off the bat. I'd say week four, week five, week six, you can start to pass judgment on the run game overall. I think it's too soon right now.
Special teams, that's one of the highlights. Obviously, J.K. Scott has been fantastic. Mason Crosby gets the nod and gets the job. I mean, there's nothing to see here when it comes to Mason Crosby. But the coverage, I thought, was awesome. Kind of look at this and say things are better in that department short of just the return game?
I mean, it's just 1 week. I don't want to overreact, but I saw a lot of positive signs from Sean Menendez's special teams. The new coordinator has gotten buy-in from his guys. I talked to Aaron Rodgers yesterday. I said, you said after the game you got the defense. What about your special teams? And Rodgers was just raving about J.K. Scott and also those coverage teams in every department. You've got a starting safety in Adrian Amos playing most of the special teams units. That sends a message that it's important. You saw Jamal Williams, the second string running back, with, I think, a punt coverage tackle, and he was all jacked up to make it as well. These guys are buying in that to have success, they need to be willing to play special teams and give it their full effort, and I think that's making a difference. It is through 1 week, but I like what I see.
Dave, always a pleasure to get you on. We appreciate it, man. I look forward to seeing you up in Green Bay this coming Sunday, and we'll talk again soon, man, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Dave Schrader, sports reporter and anchor for WBAY-TV, Channel 2 in Green Bay, joining us for a couple of minutes. You can find him on Twitter at Schrader, S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R, W-B-A-Y. On Twitter, find him there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80 plus years, they've been getting it done. They've been doing it. If you want a good team to go to, or maybe just a new team to go to, check them out. 844 Pride or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844 Pride or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.